We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're wishing you the happiest of holidays and a kickoff to season of giving. DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Luckily for us sports fans, there's an abundance of action taking place. Football teams are looking to secure their place in the playoffs, and college basketball season is really getting underway. There's no better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. And celebrating this weekend's UFC 256, DraftKings is giving all MMA fans who sign up now the chance to triple their winnings when placing any bet on UFC 256. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you get a $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, it's time to look ahead to, believe it or not, our final regular season game of the year. Is that amazing? We're already headed to the end.
Time flies when you're miserable for 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, it took to week six for it to be a little bit fun for Penn State fans. But it's, you know, now that they're hot, the season's coming to an end. But anyway, they're going to play it out. They'll have Michigan State on Saturday. And then the following week, which I thought was a great idea to get that extra game in, they will play the crossover game against someone who finishes in the same place in the West Division as Penn State does in the East. We'll talk about that plenty next week. But first, let's talk about Michigan State. This should be, at the very least, considered a winnable game for Penn State. Michigan State, it's interesting. They lost to Rutgers. They did barely beat Michigan, and that was, of course, a big win for them. They also have, believe it or not, a win against Northwestern, the team that's going to win the West Division. So they did have a good win. But other than that, it hasn't been a good showing this year for Michigan State, has it?
I would hold Michigan State up as you know, the most 2020 Big Ten team there is. There's a lot of candidates for that award. And, you know, not quite sure what this team is. The loss to Rutgers felt terrible at the beginning of the year, but then you see Rutgers being a pretty respectable opponent. The win at Michigan felt like a huge jolt of momentum, you know, and then you've seen what happened to Michigan. A couple blowout losses to Iowa and Indiana, had a game canceled. You beat Northwestern, who's 5-1, as you mentioned, going to win the Big Ten West, and you're thinking, oh, wow. But then, you know, you kind of realize that what Northwestern is capable of doing. Every year's 2020 for the Northwestern team. You know, they five games as a top five team, five games as a bottom five team. Yeah, that's just what Northwestern does. And I'm confident in saying that's how Michigan State beat them. You look at what Michigan State has personnel wise, you look at what they have numbers wise and trends wise. Penn State is a much better football team. You just have to go out there and execute. And it's not entirely unlike Rutgers, you know, go out there and don't beat yourselves. And Penn State, over the past 2 weeks, they've executed pretty well with that goal in mind of not beating themselves. They're going to have to do it one more time.
Well, again, this is 2020. So you expect the unexpected. As soon as I start to get comfortable with this Penn State team and say they found the formula, watch it escape them this coming week. Let's start with Penn State on the defensive side, Michigan State on the offense. The advantage here, again, just like we said about Michigan, what we said about Rutgers, I don't think Michigan State has the quarterback that scares you, do they?
No, they don't. I don't think they have really any real playmakers that scare you. And this is a team that's averaging 17 points a game. For whatever reason, you know, I think maybe call it good coaching of bad players. They execute pretty well in the red zone, which Penn State does not. Get the most out of their talent, but at the same time, they turn the ball over often. They don't have much of a weapon there at quarterback, which it seems to me like they're kind of in between quarterbacks right now. Rocky Lombardi started the year as their starter, and you've seen Peyton Thorne also. You know, they've combined for 8 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. I think they're players that you're going to have to respect some, but Penn State's defense should have a pretty hefty advantage in this game. And I think if they're able to get out on the quick side and turn Michigan State one-dimensional, this could be a game that gets away from Michigan State early on, and Penn, it could turn into a blowout if it doesn't unfold the way Michigan State needs it to unfold. They need a pretty specific game script, just like Rutgers did. Rutgers didn't get it. They ended up having to throw the ball 30 times last week under very windy conditions at home. If they're able to do the same thing against Michigan State, I think you'll see a very similar outcome.
I think so, too. And this is a team, as you mentioned, their scoring average. But looking at their game so far this season, they scored exactly 7 points against Iowa, 12 points in a blowout against Ohio State, and they were actually shut out against Indiana. So this has not proven to be an explosive offense. It's also an indicator, Dustin, is it not, the difference between teams that have a quarterback and those that don't. And it's all the Michigan who Penn State beat, Rutgers who Penn State beat, and now going into this Michigan State game, they're facing a quarterback that does not scare you at all.
Yeah, I think that there's never been a more glaring have versus have not situation than in 2020, where, you know, there's a lot of teams who just are out of sorts for all kinds of reasons. You know, the preparation before the season began, the preparation in the spring was absent. You know, you're relying on players to do the right things. And I think you've seen teams just not really be prepared and crisp and able to execute and tackle and do all the things that you benefit from extra practice. And they haven't been able to do those things. And so when your quarterback can't play, it turns into kind of a mess. And Penn State went through it for a bit. I think they've found their formula. They've found what specifically they're trying to ask Will Levis and Sean Clifford to do. Michigan State is still on that journey. And because of that, and because, you know, I think Mel Tucker's the right guy at Michigan State, but what he inherited was not a roster that ran very deep with big talent. You know, I think that was something towards the end of Mark D'Antonio's tenure there, where it started to get away, and then the bumpy, you know, end of it, and the transition to a new coach and the installation of a new culture and new schemes. They're going to be going through it for probably two to three seasons before you see anything that resembles a big turnaround. And I think they've hit kind of a low spot right now where their deficiency of talent is pretty clear. And at the talent position, it's very, very clear. Penn State's going to be able to crowd the box and force whoever the quarterback is to try and beat them, knowing full well that they're going to have a hard time doing that.
Your description of Michigan State being the definitive 2020 team, I think, is accurate. New coach, new system, and I believe he came in late in the process also, so that has got to make it even rougher for him. Now, let's switch to the other side when Penn State has the ball. And candidly, early in the season, you know, Sean Clifford was the guy who was being outplayed by the opposing quarterbacks. He was potentially, you could even say, losing games for Penn State. It seems like now the formula is don't let Sean Clifford or the quarterback position, when Will Levis is in there also, don't let our own quarterback beat us.
Yeah. And, you know, I think just the bot for Penn State, you know, to make an adjustment mid season and to have your quarterback subscribe to it and to have him, you know, really shift from somebody who put probably way too much pressure on himself and tried to make plays that weren't there to somebody who's just kind of keeping it low key, keeping it simple, playing within himself. I don't think that's a very easy adjustment to make in the middle of a season. And I think maybe Sean Clifford, his eyes were opened by losing his starting job there briefly, and has started to kind of, okay, let's get back to the basics. Let's not play hero ball. Let's just figure, you know, we have a sound scheme. We have a sound base of talent. We have a good offensive line. I don't need to be the guy who makes all these big time jaw dropping plays. And I think he's accepted that. But at the same time, you know, he shows that he poses a threat. He shows that he can make a play down the field, that he can deliver the ball with accuracy when he needs to. And opponents have to account for that. I don't think that Penn State has to respect that as much from Michigan State as Michigan State does from Penn State.
And let's give Kirk Shirakis some credit here too. I believe he saw what they were dealing with in those first five games, and he found a formula that appears to work for them, correct?
Yeah, I think, and that's one of the things that he doesn't overcomplicate things. You know, I think, and that's something that he's gotten down to as they settled into a rhythm. He's recognized what this team needs, what the offense needs, especially from his quarterback. And they've kept to simple concepts and said, let's just execute these things very, very well. It's how Minnesota beat Penn State last year. You know, it's how Kirk Shiraka ended up here. Let's execute these simple concepts very, very well. And let's not beat ourselves and let's see what happens. We've got talented players. I think they can be put in position to succeed without, you know, reinventing the game of football. And I think to make that adjustment midseason, I think Kirk Shiraka absolutely deserves credit. I think James Franklin deserves credit. And I think Sean Clifford deserves a lot of credit for accepting what his new role is. He's got that captain designation and he's leading by not trying to do too much. And I think you'll see Penn State's offense grow and build in the years to come. But for now, this is the version that they've got, and I think it's good enough.
All right, let's look ahead for your prediction, Dustin. The DraftKings spread on this game, Penn State is favored. I was a little surprised by this. It's 14.5 points. Over-under is 49.5. What do you got?
I'm going 31-14 Penn State. I've got Penn State covering the spread as it is. I don't think Michigan State's going to do enough on their end to get over that point spread. I don't think they're going to do a lot of scoring. I think I'm being generous by giving them 14 points. I'm just not predicting a huge blowout, but Penn State covers and they win by double digits.
All right. Thank you very much for the prediction, Dusty. We'll see how that works. Again, a little bit surprising that, to me at least, that big a spread, but I think you're right. Penn State has found their formula for winning. All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.